featured letter fighting sexism, positive discrimination, yay or nay? It's 100 years since women in Britain won, through militant struggle, limited adult suffrage. Yet, today, the media is replete with examples of sexual harassment and abuse of women, and a stubbornly persistent gender pay gap. Sport is no exception, with the recent trial of notorious serial abuser Larry Nassar, the disgraced former US sports doctor, and widespread examples of the continuing gender pay gap and prize money, opportunities, and media coverage afforded to sportswomen. Such discrimination has recently surfaced in horse racing. A recent number-crunching study by the racing industry showed no difference in performance between female and male jockeys. Yet male jockeys monopolize the top-graded rides. It's clear that sexual discrimination accounts for the huge gender gap in winning rides. Interestingly, Gallup, the French horse racing authority, has given a weight allowance, an advantage in handicap events, to rides of female jockeys. Unsurprisingly, trainers have prioritized female jockeys to take advantage, and the number of successful female riders has soared by 165%. It raises the question, is positive discrimination the way forward to level the playing field? Leading female jockeys Josephine Gordon and Hayley Turner say the French allowance belittles their efforts to compete with male riders, whereas French jockey Marilyne Owen says the allowance has helped her progress in a notoriously chauvinistic industry. Positive discrimination is not new, and has been repeatedly debated in the labor movement. But has widespread gender discrimination in today's society resurrected its efficacy? Simon Carter, Forest Gate, East London.